Through the 70s and into 1981, appraisal, generally speaking, was something that was only used when you wanted to make sure somebody knew they weren't going to be invited back next year. That was what the legislature heard when they took testimony from teachers in 1981, thinking about creating the Term Contract Non-Renewal Act. And as they considered that process and whether or not to give teachers the right to at least come in and speak to their school board about whether or not they should be invited back, the legislators decided one good thing to do is to make sure every teacher gets an appraisal every year. And that's where that annual appraisal idea came into being. We're a long way from that, but what really drove changes in the appraisal process and the need to have a good one was when we put money on it. And the 1984 edition of the Career Ladder is what really changed the appraisal business in Texas. I actually went back and got 16 hours toward a doctorate on appraisal and at the UT graduate school, and found out real quickly I didn't want to go back to grad school anymore after taking those classes. But it was helpful to look at what was in the books about what appraisal should be. And that's what led to the beginnings of these systems and what our first real system was back in those days. What we saw happening in the 70s and early 80s was the real change in the world was that women got the chance to be more than just nurses. They could become doctors.